Welcome to the Courtney Gray Podcast, the show for women who are ready to lose weight permanently and love their body, love the way they feel and look. I'm going to teach you how to stop overeating and obsessing about food and your weight so you can be more confident and empowered to then create an even bigger life. I'm life and body coach Courtney Gray, and each week I am going to be teaching you how losing and maintaining your ideal weight can be so much easier than it's been in the past. And by taking care of you and achieving your health goals, you will live an even more amazing life than the one you have lived so far. Let's get started. Welcome to the podcast, episode 65. What would you do if you didn't care what people thought? This is going to be a good one. You know it is. It's going to be good for me too. It's going to be good for all of us. And before we dive in, welcome. I wanted to read a review I got on my podcast. Every once in a while, I'll go in and check to see if I have any new reviews. And I was so delighted to go in, and there's a bunch of new reviews. And this one just, I mean, they all, it means so much to me. But this one I really thought was great. So I'm going to read one from Megan S. And she said, she gave me a 5-star review, and she said, "This podcast has opened up my mind to the possibility of what's possible for me. I feel so connected to her because she shares what it's actually like to use this work, and how she has done it inspires me to take risks and go after big things. I love her energy and no-nonsense, authentic, loving way is what is needed in the coaching industry. I can't wait to hear what's next." Oh, Megan, I love you. This seriously made my day. And I think what I'll probably do for the next few weeks is read a few of them, because there's a bunch more. And I'm so grateful for those of you who take the time. It really does mean a lot. The more reviews you have, I believe there's an algorithm and it pushes your podcast out to more people. So it really means a lot to me. And this is why I've been getting so many people listening to the podcast every week. So thank you, Megan. And thank you for everyone who has given me a review. It really means so much to me. On Thursday, April 20th, if you're catching this live, is going to be my live workshop. I'm so excited about it. It is 4 ways to lose weight and keep it off. I'm loving helping people lose weight and keep it off and get stronger and feel more powerful and all those things. So I'm really, really excited about this free live workshop. The link is going to be in the show notes. It's also, if you follow me on Instagram, it is in my bio on Instagram. It's going to be about an hour, maybe a little bit longer. If there's a lot of questions, then it'll go a little bit longer. If you can't be there, if you're like, "Courtney, I can't make it, I work," then there will be a replay, but you have to sign up for it. So my workshops, if you have not been, my workshops are awesome. If you love the podcast, the workshops are even better because you get to see me. I'll be on Zoom, and I'm very wild with my hand motions, and I'm very fun. But workshops are really fun because you're going to bring like a notebook and pen, and I'm going to give you time to dive into your mind and really kind of workshop this information into your own life. It's really powerful, value-packed. So, and I'll tell you at the end of every workshop, of course, I always talk about what it's like to work with me and how I can help you do this work even faster and better and more powerful. But even if you decide not to work with me, it is definitely worth coming. So this isn't one of those workshops where I just sell my program and working with me the whole time. You are going to walk away going, "I'm really glad I went to that. That was really powerful." So it is going to be fun. So join me. So let's dive into the podcast. So what would you do if you didn't care what people thought? Think for a moment. One of the ways I almost wrote the title of this podcast is, like, I was going to say something about worrying what people think, but I have to tell you, I very specifically chose to word this, "What would you do if you didn't care what people thought?" Because I don't know about you, if someone said to me, "Do you worry about what people think?" I'd go, "No." I would like, it almost like grotesque. I get grossed out by thinking about worrying about what people think. First of all, I'm not a worrier anyway. So I'm very against, of course I worry, we all worry, but like, I'm not one that worries a lot. I feel like I'm very good at intentionally not worrying. So when I think about, if someone says, "Do you worry about what other people think?" I would almost like revolt against that. However, it's different when I say it this way. What would you do if you didn't care what people thought? Do you see the difference like me? It could just be me, but there is a difference. What would I do? I started asking me that question the other day. What would you do, Courtney, if you didn't care what people thought? And I will tell you, the reason I'm having this be the conversation I'm talking with you about on the podcast, this is one of the things that came up for me when I really started talking about weight loss. That was one of the questions I asked myself. What would I do? What would I talk about? What would I want to coach on? What would I want to help people with if I didn't care what people thought? And I thought losing weight. I thought loving their bodies even more. So I want you to think for a second. And if you have to pause the podcast, think about it. What would you do if you didn't care what people thought? So first, I think awareness that at some level, we do care. Even those of us that are pretty confident people and we feel like we do what we want to do in this world, I think when you really, really, really dive into this, you kind of do care what people think. And maybe not everyone, maybe specific people. And this can be a sneaky concern that actually really keeps us from doing what we want to do. So that's why we're talking about it today. And as always, we are designed to care. I know as parents, we tell our kids when they're young, oh my gosh, honey, go play. It doesn't matter what those kids think. Don't even worry about it. It's almost not fair to these little rascals that we're telling them that, because we as adults totally care. When we really, really dive into, when I really coach someone and we dive into their mind, when it really, really, really comes down to it, we get rid of all those surface beliefs. A lot of times at the bottom of all their beliefs is, what are people going to think? But yet we are always telling our kids, don't care what people think, so you go be you. But we as adults are not being us. We are being held back by worrying about what people think. We are designed to care what people think. It really is part of our survival system. So we need to let ourselves off the hook for a minute and remember that. We really have been designed to connect with other human beings. I like to think that, you know, humiliation, insecurity, and doubt. I'm thinking those are three that come up when you're kind of worried about what other people maybe think, or you consider what other people think, that they're here really to keep us alive. Because if we are a little bit like, oh, we don't want to be humiliated, what is that saying to us? We want to connect. We want to be accepted. Oh, we're a little bit insecure because we want to be connected. We don't want to be kicked out of the group. We don't want people to turn away from us. If you think of early humans, not being accepted by your people meant death. Survival was reliant on being included and accepted by the group. If you think of like the hunters and gatherer societies, right? This is part of our brain that wants us to feel included. It's still there. Even though we have developed and the world has changed, that part of our brain that wants us to be connected to the other human beings is still there. So it is keeping us safe. And the reason I mention this is when we feel insecure, we feel like that we don't want to be humiliated or we're feeling humiliated, we can say to ourselves, okay, this is a survival instinct. This is a survival tool. We cannot be so mad that it's there. We can understand that it is, in a way, trying to keep us safe. However, I believe now, in order to live your best life, and by best life, I mean one where you are living like in alignment with your true desires, we need to override this desire to care about what other people think. And when I say override, I mean two things. I mean acknowledge it, that it's there. I don't necessarily mean get away from it, but it's acknowledge that it's there and then decide to do what we want on purpose. And so really it's almost like by overriding, I mean allowing it. And I'm going to give you an example of how, if I look back, this kind of affected my life. So if you've listened to the podcast before, you know that I had twin babies. I don't know if I've ever said this, but they were fucking huge. One of my boys was 8 pounds and the other was 6'11". And I am a small person, people. I'm a small person. And so they were huge. And I was huge. I was a freak show. Let me tell you this funny story. The night before my scheduled C-section, we went to a restaurant and I was walking through the restaurant to go use the ladies' room, and I literally had everyone around me was looking at me, and people were commenting like I was a freak show. And I remember someone just going, just wait till she turns. Because from the front and from the back, well, from the front, you could see that I had a big stomach, but from the back, I looked very small, 115, 120 pounds from the back. But I turned to the side and I was astronomically huge. My stomach was huge. I had over 15 pounds of babies in me. I'm taking a moment to tell you that I work privately one-on-one with women to help them lose weight permanently and create a body they love. This is not a diet program. This is a customized program to teach you how to eat the way you want to eat forever. No more restriction, no more willpower. No more losing weight only to sabotage and then gain it back again. The problem is not you. We women are so hard on ourselves, and we think if we could just get motivated or more determined, if we could find the right diet plan or cut out certain foods, we will lose weight and be happy. But the answer is changing your brain and how you think and feel, changing your self-image and how you talk to yourself. Learning how to trust yourself. This is how you lose weight permanently. It sounds too good to be true, but I promise you it's not. The work I do with my clients is powerful, exciting, and loving, and it's hard work too, but the result is change forever. The women I work with are smart and successful in so many areas of their life. They just haven't been able to figure out their body. This is where I come in. Head to my website to schedule a consultation and we can talk about all the details. Back to the podcast. I remember I got back to the table after using the ladies' room and I told my husband, I said, I know what it's like to be Jennifer Aniston. He's like, what are you talking about? I go, every person in this restaurant was just looking at me because I'm so big. It was so funny. But let me tell you, after I had my boys, my stomach was just a mess. It just stretch marks, stretched out, just a mess. It bounced back a little bit. And then when I had my third son, Ryan, after that, my stomach was like, I'm out. It was like, I'm out. It was a mess. And it was really hard on me. I felt just really not, I'm not going to say mortified. I'm not going to say insecure because I still wore a bikini and everything, but I was just so upset about how my stomach looked because there was nothing I could do. The skin was just incredibly stretched out, as you can imagine. And so I started to think about having a tummy tuck. And I was 28 years old. And I was 28. And so I was thinking about having a tummy tuck, and I'm telling you, most people in my life said the same thing. It was, oh my God, you're so skinny. What does it matter? You look great. Why would you even do that? Oh my gosh. What? That was kind of the gist of the messaging that came back to me. And it was all with love. It wasn't you're an idiot. It was a, you don't need to worry about that. You look great. You look great. You look great. And it was hard on me because this is something I really wanted to do for myself. And it wasn't until I met a woman who had a tummy tuck, and she was 20 years older than me. And she told me, do it and do it sooner than later. It was one of the best things I ever did. And I actually ended up having a tummy tuck on my 30th birthday. And it was one of the best things I've ever done for myself, hands down. But I'll tell you, I would have gone through less heartache making that decision if I wasn't so caught up about what other people thought about it. It's not that I was worried about what they thought about it. I did care though. If I hadn't have cared what they thought, I would have had a tummy tuck even sooner. And it's no problem. I still had it at a very young age and it was a great experience. But this is one of those moments where I thought, oh, it didn't matter. I kept saying to myself, it doesn't matter what people think. It doesn't matter what people think. But it did matter to me what people thought. So I wish I would have had this podcast all those years ago, and I would have thought, okay, I need to acknowledge that I'm actually listening and I actually am caring what people think. And then I just need to decide, even though there's a part of me that is caring what people think. So let's talk about this. Acknowledging that people have opinions about what I'm doing, or acknowledging that people might have opinions about what I'm doing, or acknowledging that people might have opinions about something that I want to do that I have not yet done. So instead of telling ourselves that we don't care what people think, that we're not worried about what people think, really diving into saying, what is it that I really want to do? People might have opinions can that be okay? People might have opinions. Which people do I really want to consider? For me, when I had my tummy tuck, I really wanted to consider what my husband thought. That was a big deal for me. I needed his support, of course, especially just financially, to spend that money that was our money. But I needed, more than anything, I needed his support. And he was supporting me from the very beginning, always. So really acknowledge, okay, I'm wanting to do something and I am getting a little bit, when I really, really, really think about it, I am considering what other people might be thinking of me. I've coached some women before who want to lose 10 pounds. And they have people in their life that think that they shouldn't worry about 10 pounds, that it's ridiculous and who cares, live your life, whatever. And we really talk about saying, can it be okay that those people have a different opinion what you should do with your body? What would you do if you didn't care what they thought? Maybe you want to grow your business and you want to be posting more on social media and you want to show up in a different way. But when you really think about it, you think, what are certain people going to think? Acknowledge, okay, I want to show up more powerfully on social media. And it's these three people. And for some reason, there are usually certain people. It's not ambiguous people out there. There are usually certain people. What is my husband's family going to think? What are the girls at the other ladies at my kids' school going to think? What are specific people going to think if I show up in a different way on social media? So really ask yourself, who are these people? Who are the people? Who are the groups you're worried about? And ask yourself why. What am I worried about? What am I worried that they are going to say? It's so powerful to figure out exactly what you're worried about, because then you can decide and you can say to yourself, I'm worried if I do what I really want to do in this area of my life, that they're going to think I'm better than them. Do you like that reason for not moving forward with what you want to do? Okay, I'm worried that I want to start posting on social media more powerfully in this way or that way, but I'm worried my in-laws or my cousins or my bunco group or whatever, I'm worried that they are going to think that I think I'm stuck up. Okay, is that a good enough reason for me to not be showing up on social media the way I want to? Do you like your reasons for staying where you are now? Such a powerful question to ask yourself. And then you can decide. What you can do at that point is you can say to yourself, I care what these people think. I don't want to, but I do. I care what these certain people think. Do I like that reason enough to stay where I am? And then you can decide and move forward, even though you do care. You don't have to get to this beautiful place where you're like, I don't care what anyone thinks. You don't even need to do the work to get to a place where you don't care. You can just acknowledge that you do care a little bit, but that's not going to stop you. That's what ended up happening with my tummy tuck, is I just decided, you know what? All these people, they think that maybe it's a little bit silly. They think it's a lot of money for why would I do that? They don't understand. And that's okay. I have my husband supporting me. That's enough for me. That's okay. So ask yourself that. Even if you're not worried about what other people think, what would you do if you didn't care what people thought? Or what would you do if you cared what people thought, but you just still did it anyways? How amazing could your life be if you didn't let that stop you? I would love to hear from you on this. So if you follow me on social, shoot me a message and let me know, what would you do if you didn't care what people thought? I would love to hear. I would love to talk with you about it. And I think this work is really powerful because I don't think it stops. I think that if you are going to keep growing and living a bigger life, I think we're always going to wonder, oh my gosh, if I do this next thing, what are people going to think? Here's what I will tell you, and here's what I know to be true, and it is, I've seen this in my own life. If you are going to continue to grow and live a bigger life and set bigger goals and achieve at higher and higher levels in every area, in your body, in your fitness, in your business, in your relationships, all the things, there are always going to be people that either have thoughts and tell you their thoughts, or you're going to have a human brain where you're going to assume they do have thoughts. So the question is, are you going to still do what you want to do? Are you going to still listen to your heart and do what is what you desire, even though you might care what people think and you might have a thought about what people think. So I can't wait to hear from you on this. I hope you have a great Tuesday, and I will see you on Thursday. Well, no, I won't see you, but you will see me on the live workshop. Have a great Tuesday. If you are ready to lose weight and keep it off permanently, if you have tried diets and you know they don't work and you are ready for real change, I would love to have a conversation with you. I coach women privately one-on-one and am currently offering consultations to talk about working together. Click my link in the show notes or head to CourtneyGrayCoaching.com, or you can find me on Instagram at CourtneyGrayCoaching.